to those who seek for more. What is life's to relate? Chaos is beauty. It is the fury of our fate, and beauty is chaos. And we are the chaos of the tree of life. No beginning and no full stop, no play, no words explain our end. What is life's to relate? It is the fury of our fate.
Mount Parnassus. At last.
Here, we humans are attached to the earth and to the gods.
A Delphic oracle. The umbilical cord between Zeus in heaven and Gaia on the earth.
Here, Apollo's Pythia defines the future.
True, but this here, she speaks too with a double tongue.
True, she says, make your nature, your own nature, your guide, and ignore the advice of others.
Paradoxical?
No, ironic. Give a libation, and trouble is at hand.
Nothing in excess, friend?
Yes, nothing in excess, but know thyself.
When she was a girl, the Pythia, she knew what was coming. What her life would be. She prayed to Aphrodite to be like any other girl, a flower in the garden. But she's a snake under it.
Do you remember? King Croesus asked if he should go to war. She prophesied a great house would fall if he did. He was overjoyed. A great house did fall. His own.
I remember. She once told an old man, I can't remember his name, at the Dionysia, that he would die by the fall of a house. So he stayed out of doors, and an eagle dropped a tortoise on his bald pate, and he died.
Apollo Loxias talks through her with the double tongue of the giant snake he killed here at Delphi, between the peaks of Parnassus up there.
Ironic.
No, paradoxical. Keep your head up. Look there, at the mouth of the cave. Orestes.
He's entering the cave. Quick, let's follow him. I want to see this.
They're not talking to you, boy.
I came to see the...
To see the Pythia.
Don't worry. She knows.
Hold your head up. Keep